And then, so moving on to your solutions, very ambitious though, aren't they? Because you're talking about £20 million worth of spending. You're talking about however many boroughs there are in London, 32. I know you're not operating in all of them, cooperating to have a uniform system. I think it's 10,000 more parking spaces. I think it's 25 spaces per square kilometre, something like that.
Yeah.
So A, like, it's super ambitious in terms of what you're expecting the spend to be and the number of spaces. Mm-hmm. But also, do you know if Londoners want that many? The city will be festooned with line bikes, 25 per square kilometres. Do Londoners want that many bikes? How? Line bikes?
Yeah, so the recommendations were put forward by STEER, which is the independent consultancy that delivered this report. Lime does endorse all of them. You know, I think we absolutely have to be ambitious. We're in the middle of a climate crisis. There are clear active travel and sustainability targets set by the mayor that, as London as a whole, needs to hit. Shared e-bikes are a really important part of that, and there is clear demand for our service and for services like ours. Like I say, since we launched 5 years ago, on average, rides have increased by 10% every month since our launch 5 years ago. You know, it's huge levels of growth and demand there. And what these recommendations do is they allow for that growth and demand to continue, and to continue to deliver the benefits it does from a sustainability, connectivity, accessibility perspective, but crucially to the conversation we're having just now, do it in a way that improves parking. And that requires significant allocation of space to shared e-bikes to allow for appropriate parking places on most streets in London. And there are, you know, it's a big commitment. There's a lot of funding involved. Lime can provide some of that funding. Other operators can provide some of that funding. But we'll also need funding from DFL and local authorities. But the good thing is this process is almost already ongoing. So TfL and London Council are actively working on what a London-wide shared e-bike scheme could look like. And hopefully this report provides some really useful data and insight that can help them in that process.
Do Londoners want to see that, maybe? Yeah. Do they want their streets to be festooned with these bikes?
I think 40%, only 40% of London households have access to a car. I think cars are omnipresent across London. There is clearly demand for shared e-bikes and cycling, more so than ever. And it's important that space is reallocated to those modes and taken away from cars, particularly when we're trying to avoid unnecessary short journeys. So I think there's absolutely demand for it. And, you know, if you look at our user figures, 1.25 million people have taken a trip in London. Obviously, some of those are visitors, some of those are tourists. But London's population is around 9 million. It's almost 1 in 10 Londoners has taken a trip online, you know, based on those figures. So clearly there's huge demand for it. And I think more needs to be done to cater for that demand. And that's what we're doing in terms of working with TfL, working with City Hall, working with local authorities to continue to develop that demand, but make sure that our service is being used responsibly. Because, like I say, we understand that the issues that poor parking and pavement clusters can create, and we're committed to solving them. But it's not something Lime can do by itself. We need to work with TfL. We need to work with local authorities and City Hall to put in place the parking network and a standardised system that allows for the level of compliance we need to see.
Now that the deal has been signed, you know, between Camden and Lime, and Camden has spoken to the Camden side as well, they've said this will help with compliance. So we'll now see, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. Perhaps we can have a chat in X number of months and we'll see how much it's helped with the parking. I mean, at the moment, people are very, very, very unhappy with how it's gone.